Track 6. We are back on Bochumer Straße. This time in Gelsenkirchen-Ückendorf. Do you still remember the Bochumer Straße in Wattenscheid? Here, Gelsenkirchen's Urban Development Company, SEG, has been working since 2011 to make structural change visible, but in a beautiful way. Or rather, purposefully bring it about. Mainly, this is done by intervening in the local real estate market. What does it look like here, outside the window? We drive past houses steeped in history, former dreams, facades in which you won't discover anything special. But on some of them, a small tree grows up from a crack in the wall. We spoke with a media scholar and gender researcher, Jasmin Degeling. She grew up in Gelsenkirchen-Buer and later deliberately moved to Ückendorf. Jasmin takes a look for us at the current Ückendorf and its developments. She talks about the entanglements with structural change, from a mining region to a different livable future.
Denn das ist ja die Straßenbahnlinie, die die ganze Stadt in der Nord-Süd-Richtung durchquert und bis Bochum geht.
This is the tram line that crosses the entire city of Gelsenkirchen, from north to south and continues to Bochum. It is a burning political issue in Gelsenkirchen how the north of the city is divided from the south. I grew up on the north side, and the inhabitants of the north think of themselves as superior, which is nonsense. Ückendorf has a reputation for being a complicated district because it is strongly influenced by various migration movements and the immigration society we live in. To put it simply, Ückendorf is influenced by the post-migrant reality. And then there are certain political developments that try to enforce the so-called structural change here. Co-working spaces are an example of projects that attempt to break down some evolved structures built by the local residents. Urban planning is dreaming about those developments, and that's why some unexpected decisions are being made. In Gelsenkirchen appears suddenly a subsidized kiosk or a subsidized autonomous center. They are built because the politicians hope that they will bring in young people and students in order to push gentrification. And it is true, Ückendorf has undergone a change of the cityscape. But there is basically no gentrification in the Ruhr region. There is no gentrification in Gelsenkirchen, but there is, of course, urban development. It is important for me to say that there is no gentrification, because gentrification has something to do with financial market capitalism. The change of the cityscape here has nothing to do with it. The cityscape is changing because social democrats have the dream that one day Ückendorf would become like Berlin. They basically wish for gentrification. These are the fantasies on which they try to base urban development.
Can you read the signs of change? Is this the structural change we want? The one you wish for?
Das Problem an dieser Form von Stadtentwicklung ist, dass sie sich total entfernt von BewohnerInnen und konkretem sozialen Leben und auch.
The problem with this type of urban development is its detachment from the residents and concrete social life. We lack a political and social public. And this is not only the case in Gelsenkirchen. We do not have a situation of grassroots organization in the city. But that is exactly what one should fight for. We should fight for the people who actually live in the city and its neighborhoods. People should decide for themselves what their needs are. Is there really a need for co-working spaces and startups in Gelsenkirchen? If that is the case, then that is good. but I'm not sure if that is in the interests of those who live there, or if it is a dream, which is a certain form of social democracy that is totally neoliberalized dreams of.
Soon we will reach the stop Rhein-Elbe-Straße. Please get off there. We want to walk the last passage of our audio walk. When you get off, please choose the next track of our journey with the number 7. Please get off the train at the stop Rhein-Elbe-Straße and choose our next track with the number 7.